FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I take just negative plays. I think it's kind of obvious. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot consistently and expect to win. And that starts with me, you know, with a lot of different things. I got to get rid of the ball better and, you know, use my legs maybe a little more. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of hope still. We did a lot of good things. You know, it's a really good defense, it's a really good team. But I definitely think we could have won. But just you can shoulda, woulda, coulda all day. We didn't deserve to win that game because we didn't do the right things. So when you come out NFL lollygagging and you know not going through the motions, that kind of happens. So I think we'll be all right. But I think it's a good wake up call for it.
That is not a throwaway line right there. Lollygagging, going through the motions at the end of that right there.
Whenever CJ. A 23 or 24 year old man uses the word lollygagging,
he's serious.
That's who was gagging on lollies yesterday is what I need to know. What who the hell are the lollygaggers? What is this?
Name
what
names.
Is this about? And again, when I'm like, look, when you got the starting quarterback talking about how you can't be lollygagging around, and it's a game where you have 11 penalties, and not just like not kind of aggressive penalties, illegal shifts, delay of games. Almost another delay a game in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, CJ just trying to get the snap off at times. It looked like a shoddy operation. It looked like Bobby Slowick's first game against the Ravens a couple years ago.
Same number of points. Points. 9 points.
Yeah, you don't score a single point in the second half. You don't score a touchdown all day long. And a lot of it, just like last year, comes back to, wow, the offensive line doesn't seem to be blocking all that well. C.J. Stroud pressured on 41% of his passes.
Yep.
Last year, C.J. Stroud had one of the highest pressure rates in the league at 43% or whatever it was.
It was 39% last year.
39% on
39% because that's what Mahomes got pressured in the Super Bowl. Remember that? That was like, hey, the amount of times Mahomes is running around, that was a normal day for C.J. Stroud last year.
C.J.'s was actually higher on the season
last year. Yeah, it was like 39 to 38 or something like that.
Okay,
if I remember.
So it's bad. It was bad.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, there's times where I can criticize C.J.'s decision at times to either run when he had a clean pocket, but at the same time, and I don't want to make excuses for everybody all over the place, but I don't know how he's going to develop pocket presence when playing behind that level of pass protection. It gets worse and worse as quarterbacks have to deal with it year after year.
Here's one more from CJ Stroud that I thought was really interesting after the game yesterday. Why do you feel like today was a wake-up call?
I just think the way we practiced this week, I think we could have practiced better. I think, you know, I love the confidence we have, but there's a, I don't know, I always say there's like a type of mindset is like, did I do enough? And I think it's a healthy way to be because then you'll probably do more. So I just, for me, you know, preparing, I got to do a better job. And I also got to hold my guys accountable, you know, for that one exotic look. And it's the first game of the year. We got a lot of exotic looks we did not expect. They did too, but they made the play. So you can come up with a million excuses. We got to just be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't practice great all week.
Didn't practice great all week. Saw a lot of exotic looks that they didn't expect. And I think that, again, comes back to first-time offensive coordinator where, yeah, you you expect to see exotic looks you didn't expect. If there's one thing that you can predict, it's that unpredictable things will happen.
Yeah.
And pinning down exactly which unpredictable things are going to happen, that's the hard part of it. The Rams seemed way more ready for that on their offensive side of the ball than the Texans did. And I'm not throwing away all hope. It was ugly yesterday. Lots of coordinators look ugly in their first couple of games as Vic Fangio has been in the league for decades, and the Eagles defense did not get off to a hot start last year.
No.
And Vic Fangio's first year as a defensive coordinator, they ended up being the best defense in the league. So, there's plenty of room for improvement. Obviously the question is, all right, over these next couple of weeks, how much improvement do we see?
Yeah. Tampa Bay on Monday night, and then Jacksonville, who, you know, they, it's Carolina on the other side, but they looked impressive in their game against the Panthers. That's week three. So, and that'll be a short week because you're playing Monday night against Tampa and you're going on the road to face the Jags after that.
What did the, did you box score watch Travis Hunter at all?
I heard on the way home last night, I was listening to one of the national like rundowns, like it was halftime, I think, of the Bills and the Ravens. I'm listening. And I think he had 8 targets in the game. He had like 4 catches, like 4 short catches,
had,
I think.
He had 6 receptions for 33 yards.
Yeah, it was a lot of
that's
dink
not
and dunk.
Redefining the game of football.
No, not at all.
I don't know how many tackles he had. I know he had at least 1 tackle early in the game,
yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's been taken off the board. I don't know. That must have been a special teams tackle.
Yeah, that's so the game of football.
Oh no, yeah, he finished the game with 1 tackle and 6 catches for 33 yards. I'm redefining the game.
I'm looking at the definition of football and it's the same as it was yesterday morning. It's not been redefined. I'm looking it up on Webster's right now.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you saw this thing with this they're calling her Philly Karen on the internet.
Yeah.
This woman who, if you missed it, there was a Marlins Phillies game in Miami where there were Philly fans in the upper deck. Harrison Bader hits a home run, and the ball lands in the row right in front of these Phillies fans, one of whom is this older woman in a Phillies jersey, a man who appeared to be with his family there. We know he was there with his son at the very least. Kind of runs down the same row, runs down the row.
Yeah.
Ball is rolling around on the floor in the row right there, and he picks it up as there's 5 people reaching for it.
He picks it up. In front of the Karen, Philly Karen.
Yeah. He reaches down, picks it up, and walks back over to his seat and plunks it down in his son's glove. He went and got that home run ball. The Karen comes running over and gets right up in his face saying, "You took my ball. That was my ball." There were cameras where you could actually hear her saying that to him. And the guy was surprised. He was shocked. He had this look on his face like, why are you yelling at me? Ultimately, he decides to just take the ball from his 10-year-old son, who was there for his birthday, by the way, and give the ball to her just because I don't feel like dealing with this crazy person.
No. In no way, shape, or form did she have first dibs on that ball.
Thank you,
like,
Pope.
He didn't jostle her out of the way. There was no, am I wrong? There was no physicality involved whatsoever.
None.
The ball was in front of her. If somebody had been sitting in that seat in front of her, would have been that person's ball. I don't know why there's any question about that.
Yeah.
There's no way in which baseball has ever operated. Is that ever been a thing? The guy ran down. The guy didn't knock anybody out of the way or anything. is just, that's his ball.
Yes.
And I don't know where she gets off, like, acting like somehow she's entitled to that just because it's in front of her. But then the really ugly side of this came from the people that decided they had to also criticize the father for not protecting his son.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, okay. This guy, you get caught unaware. A woman is assailing you. The last thing you want in the world is like, listen, I don't want to go viral for all the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Whatever, lady. Here you go.
Okay, so that's good. So this is basically a preview of the petty cast for tomorrow, I think. We got to revisit this tomorrow because there's great audio that goes with this thing. And it ended up working out for the kid, too. He got an autographed bat, got to meet Harrison Bader. It all worked out, but man.
If the guy had run in down that aisle and there was a kid, if Philly Karen was a child.
Yeah.
It's still the right thing to do would have been for him to hand it to the kid.
Yes.
But even in that situation, it's still, man, like there was no jostling whatsoever.
I agree.
He had a clear path to the ball.
This is why you're Pope Zaza and everybody else is not. Good ruling, I would say. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and tomorrow will be a glorious day.
It will. It's going to be a better day tomorrow, everybody, I promise, because the Astros, I don't believe, play tonight, and we got Monday Night Football tonight, so that's all good. All right, and you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, we are done. We are out of time. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer are up next with Texans Monday.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.